You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 249, The World Wide Web. Welcome back and thank you for tuning in. Today we have a powerful message from Spirit about the underlying meaning of what is known as the World Wide Web. Before we get into this powerful message, I would like to say thank you to all of you who have been doing your light work and to those of you especially who are cleansing your shadow. A huge thank you to all of you for helping to raise the vibration on this planet. Thank you for your time and commitment. Remember, it only takes a few dedicated people to change the world. The 3D matrix is breaking down in a big way, and I will share more about this in future episodes. Many of you are seeing the signs of this breakdown for yourself, and it's really exciting. So now today, I want to share a message with you that Spirit gave to me when I was actually in the midst of writing my book in the summer of 2014. I remember it clearly. Spirit said, "Don't get trapped in the web." I knew immediately that they were referring to the World Wide Web, what we know as the Internet. Now, I want you to listen clearly to that name. World Wide Web, also known as the Internet. You catch things in a net, and spiders weave webs to catch their prey. The creators of this web also refer to spiders that go through the web to collect information. So it truly is a web, and I can't think of one web that I want to be caught in. Webs and nets are created to catch prey in. So you must ask, why have they created a worldwide web? And who is the prey that they want to catch? It is clear that the people are the prey. And what they are consuming is not only your time and money, but for some, their very lives, especially if you have no self-control. It can be extremely dangerous. We see people's lives being consumed by their phones every day. Just take a walk down the street. No matter what the financial status is of a person, they will have a cell phone. And these phones have been designed to connect you to the World Wide Web. Endless car accidents have happened because people were too busy looking at something on the internet instead of driving. Others have walked directly in front of cars and buses to their death because they were caught in the net. There are endless victims of this World Wide Web. We could go on and on about the absolute and complete loss that people have experienced due to their interaction with the web. The financial loss has never been greater, and mind control has never been stronger. We would have never been able to experience a worldwide shutdown without the World Wide Web. We can all see that the dark ones have used this technology to try to trap the entire world in. It is there to distract you, to keep you from finding your purpose and living it. But as with all things, this technology is dual, and it must be because we live in a universe that is built on duality. So the web can be used for good or for evil, but it takes a lot of effort to avoid getting caught in the net. You have to be wise and have to have self-control. A little something else that I want to share with you is just something very interesting that Spirit brought to my attention as I was preparing for this show. Spirit told me to refer to the ancient Egyptian numerology as I was doing my research. And when I did, I realized that every website begins with www, which of course stands for World Wide Web. And by using the ancient Egyptian numerology system, I was able to crack this code. W is equivalent in vibration to the number 6. So each website literally begins with 666, which is www. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Because remember that we were warned in the book of Revelation that in this time that we are living in, people would begin to take the mark of the beast. This mark was 666. You will know the beast by the mark. Remember that everything is vibration, energy, taking form. And when we decipher the vibration of www, it translates into 666. So we know the energy from which the internet has come is evil. The creation of the World Wide Web clearly had evil intentions. And we can look at countless examples around the world to confirm those evil intentions. But know that the number 6 of itself is not evil. When we look into ancient Egyptian numerology, it represents the two paths of the 22 major arcana. And it also represents the planet Venus, which is about temptation. We could go very deep here, but know that of itself, 6 is asking you a question. Will you choose a life of vice or a life of virtue? The internet offers you this choice as well. Are you accessing it to expand your consciousness and to raise your awareness, which would be a virtuous reason for using this technology? Or are you accessing it to indulge in lower vibrational things, vice or virtue, raised to the third degree? This is the 666. We don't have to fear things. We just need to understand the vibration of them. And understanding the ancient use of numerology helps us to break these codes down because everything is coded. The web offers you much temptation, and that will cause you to have to use your discernment and your wisdom in order to avoid getting caught in the net. Remember that you are the food they want to catch. Be wise and know that anything can be used for good or for evil. But if something has been created for evil, then the vibration of that thing will always bring in a lower energy. It's just because you can never get away from the energy that birthed it into being. It will always be a mirror of that energy. You must apply everything that you have been learning. We have shared many lessons with you, and most recently, they were on the ancient Egyptian tarot. This is taught to you in order to help you navigate your awakening and for you to learn how to decipher unseen energies and how these energies manifest in our physical world through vibration. You have also been taught to look deeper, not only into words, but into letters and how they can be decoded through the system of numerology, and that letters and numbers are equals. The ancient Egyptian system is where the modern numerology comes from, but it has been changed in the modern day system. For various reasons, this is true. So you need to learn the ancient system for a deeper understanding. The dark ones do not want you to become wise because you are their food and they want to continue to feed off of you. It is about energy, and you must understand how valuable you are. But now is the time for the awakening, for all things that have been kept in secret to be revealed. We all must seek out knowledge and become wise once again. The ancient wisdom keepers knew this time was coming. They were able to see it, and they left much information behind for us. This information can help us, and it is our duty as lightworkers to seek it out. Our world is splitting in two. We are living in the time of the two paths. It is the time of the sixth sun. And now it should be very clear why Spirit is warning us about getting trapped in the web. We can't save everybody, but it's our duty as lightworkers to share this message with as many people as we can. It is their choice to make, and everyone must choose. Will it be a life of vice or one of virtue? We were warned by the ancients to know the beast by its mark, 666. Don't get trapped in the web. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.